Good afternoon, everybody. Today is January 7th, 2014. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and I have my regularly scheduled guest Cobra with me to kick off the new year for 2014 with some really good information. We have a lot to cover today, and what I first want to start out with is just kind of doing a recap of 2013. And as you all know, this was an amazing year. They called it the Year of the Snake. Where we really truly are shedding our old skin. It started out with military intervention in Mali and the meteor that exploded in Russia in February, and Hugo Chavez passing away in March. And, of course, we all know about Snowden releasing just a ton of secret NSA files in June. The Egyptian coup, which, according to Cobra, was very successful in July. The tensions in Gibraltar in August. And, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on. We had the terrorist attack, supposedly, of the Nairobi shopping mall in September. The U.S. government shutdowns in October. The typhoon disaster in the Philippines in November. With the Iranian nuclear deal also at the same time, which was awesome. And then, of course, we had the supposed false funeral of Mandela in December. So, Cobra, with that said, you know, what I'd like to know from you is, how do you perceive the difference between 2013 and what you think will be coming forward in the year of, they call this the Green Horse year? Have you heard that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You know, what? How do you see this being a completely different year than 2013?
Actually, those people, those who are sensitive to energies, can only feel the shift, which happened exactly on the 1st of January. And I would like to say this year will for surely be known for much less of the arc of influence, and is a possible time for a big breakthrough that we are all waiting for.
Awesome. Well, good. That's a good way to start it out, isn't it? So I wanted to kind of go back to some of the you had a very interesting interview with Alfred, and there were a couple of comments that you made that I really wanted to ask you about. And one of them was, you were talking about that we had reached the point where most of the consequences of the Congo invasion had been removed. Can you explain to the ground crew, how does that reveal itself? How can we see that that there's been a lot of consequences?
Actually, without the Congo invasion, this planet could be liberated a long time ago. So the purpose of the Congo invasion was to postpone the liberation as much as possible. And I would say most of those consequences are now removed. Some of the critical elements are still present. And when those critical elements are resolved, we will make a big step forward towards the event.
Yeah, and that was what I was going to ask you, is there any type of update regarding the Congo foothold? I mean, is there anything you can share with us that is not too secretive?
Not yet, not at this moment.
Okay.
There are still some very sensitive aspects of this, and when it is safe, I will review that, but not before.
Okay. And you also mentioned that the Rothschilds had been teaming up with the Jesuits to infiltrate the new financial system and hijack it. And I was wondering, what types of examples is the resistance doing to thwart those activities that you could share with us? You know, is there anything? I think what people are really asking me and writing me in about is, what can you share with us where it is revealing itself in a conscious 3D way?
You see, the problem is that most of those actions are taking place behind the scenes, and there is zero evidence about this in mainstream media, and almost zero evidence about this in alternative media.
Okay.
Sometimes Fulford is reporting of some of those events, but I think he's the only one.
Okay. Okay, so now you also mentioned that the Catholic Church was created in the year 325 by Constantine the Great, and you mentioned that he was a major archon. And one of the thoughts that I had was, I thought that they were actually only etheric beings and not an actual physical being. Is that not correct?
They were both physical and etheric beings, but most of them had to leave the physical plane in the middle of the 19th century. There was a big operation of the light forces, which manifested outwardly as the March Revolution in Europe. It was concentrated in Europe, because at that time most of the Archons were in Europe, and as a consequence of that, most of the Archons had to leave the physical plane, and the few who were remaining are very, very hidden and are not public figures.
Very interesting. Thank you for that clarification. I always wondered about that. Now, you also said that there is an actual infiltration of the Jesuits in the plan of the light forces. This was your direct words. Now, is this something that is kind of like a daily occurrence within the resistance? At what point does the infiltration begin to become a thing of the past? Is this ever going to stop? Even like once the event goes down, this is absolutely never going to happen again.
Okay, to clarify things, the Jesuit agents cannot infiltrate the resistance, but they can infiltrate the light forces on the surface because they are not that much aware. And this infiltration, I would say, is having its peak right now. Also, the Jesuit agents are very much present in CIA, which is responsible for most of this info that you read on alternative blogs and alternative websites. So, at the time of the event, of course, all those agents will be either arrested or will be removed from positions of power. They will have no more influence upon anything.
Okay. Well, good. Now, you also mentioned that when the banks reopen after the event goes down, that you said those banks which survive will abide by the new financial system. And my question to you is those banks which survive, what determines that they survive?
Actually, all banks will be checked completely. Their balances, their accounts will be checked with their ties with the cabal. And after all this is removed from the banking accounts, if there is any money left, the banks will survive. If there is no money left, they will go bankrupt.
Okay.
And especially banks with strong ties with the Federal Reserve will go bankrupt because the Federal Reserve and the families that are behind the Federal Reserve and the Jesuits who are behind the families behind the Federal Reserve, they will be removed from positions of power. And the Federal Reserve was responsible for, I would say, the Federal Reserve actually created a lot of misery on this planet the last 100 years, and this will have to be balanced somehow. So in this process, most of those banks who had strong ties with the Federal Reserve will have to go bankrupt.
Okay. Well, that's good news. The time has come, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So now you also mentioned, you said something about those who went beyond what is tolerable and acceptable in civilized society will have to answer some tough questions. There will be no witch hunts, but there needs to be a fair trial. Now, my question to you is, will this be a trial that's on a local level, or will it be handled much like, for example, the Nuremberg trials, where, there was a prosecution of many prominent political and military leaders in Nazi Germany? Would it be held like that?
It will be a global televised event for the main members of the cabal, and for the rest of the people, this will be taken locally.
Excellent. Okay, cool. Now, you also mentioned about the official first contact when it happens. There will be some individual sightings and contacts, especially between Pleiadians and those who are open to that interaction. And then they will go to the mass media and tell their stories. My question to you is, will those individuals open to interaction with the Pleiadians? Will they know about the personal contact before time? Or will it be an instantaneous thing? How will they know that the contact is occurring? Is it going to be conscious or subconscious, telepathic, or what?
Okay, it will be a gradual process. The first will be general education of humanity through the mass media, which will start at the event about the existence of the extraterrestrial races. And then those individuals who will volunteer for the first contact, they will be selected for the first contact before the official first contact. I'm speaking now about individual experiences. Those individuals will have a physical landing of a Pleiadian ship, and they will have a physical interaction with those Pleiadians, which will be shortly to be like a greeting, exchange of loving energy. And in the first phase, that's about it. And some of those individuals will be left with a present from the Pleiadians, which will be a physical proof of their existence and their advanced technologies. And those beings and those people who will be contacted will then go to the mass media, tell their story, and show the evidence.
Far out. This is getting really exciting, Cobra. So now you also mentioned, I was actually surprised about this. You mentioned that the United States was a project of the light forces and that it had been hijacked by the cabal. And when the cabal is removed, the United Nations will actually be restructured in a way that will allow them to be true representatives of humanity. Well, my question is, has the light infiltrated the United Nations at all at this point? And if not, why wouldn't they just disband them?
Okay, there are some representatives of the light forces right now in the United Nations and have been there for some time, working for the time of the first contact consciously. It's an ongoing project for at least a few decades right now.
Okay. So it'd be a lot more work if they did disband, if they've made some progress.
Yes. There is no need to disband the United Nations. It just needs to be restructured. Actually, most of the old infrastructure just needs to be restructured, the cabal removed. We don't need to destroy everything. We just need to change it in a way that suits humanity and not serves the cabal. So this is the main thing we need to do.
That's a good point. So it's not like it's necessary for us to just clean the slate and start all over.
No, it's not necessary. Actually, in a way, we'll do that. But most of that reset will be spiritual and the reset of perspective. The physical infrastructure will be changed gradually because people need some time to adapt to changes.
Okay. And now, this was interesting. You did mention about the light forces taking control over the mass media, that this was a very important part of being able to transition the planet through the event and also how it shapes human consciousness very effectively. I wanted to ask you, there was a Dan Rather interview that was released, and I'm not quite sure about the date on it, but it was very timely in its release. And it kind of blew my mind because he was coming out of the closet, so to speak, to talk about the apprehension and the fear of the reporters and how they had to face going against the corporation. Is this an indication that the light has infiltrated the mass media a bit at this point?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So that's good. See, that's the kind of stuff the ground crew loves to hear, you know, to see some physical evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also talked about the Brotherhood of the Star. Could you talk a little bit more about why you hold them in such high esteem? You spoke very highly of them as a very positive-natured light force faction.
It is simply because they have reached a very high level of spiritual development, and they have gone beyond most of duality in their consciousness. Mm. So they are, I would say they are uncorruptible.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Cool. And they're located where? I mean, you don't have to tell me specifically, but I mean, are they in one particular part of the world, or are they spread out as a network?
In many locations around the planet.
Okay, that's what I figured. Now, you also mentioned that the reason it's been taking so long for the event to occur is because the light forces do not invade, and they need to be invited. You also mentioned that they have been invited. Now, what a lot of the ground crew are wondering is, why is conscious contact not being made available to us where we are aware of it? You know, if that invitation has been presented, is it because we would be in danger? Or is it because, you know, why would that be?
Okay. There are many reasons why the event hasn't happened yet. One of the reasons was that there was no invitation, but now the formal invitation has been made many times, in many different ways. And this is not the reason anymore why the event does not happen. The main reason why, I would say there are many sub-reasons to this reason, but the main reason why the event does not happen right at this moment is because that would be dangerous for a civil population. Mm. The cabal still has enough power to do serious damage. And this power needs to be reduced further, so when the event happens, it will not be dangerous for the civil population.
Okay. So basically, contact is also another potential element of endangering.
Okay, I would say any absolute proof, any absolute contact at this point would be very dangerous for the person being contacted and his loved ones.
Wow.
And this is the main reason why you don't see UFOs today.
Interesting. Okay.
And there are other reasons, of course, but this is the main reason.
Okay. Well, that clarifies some things for a lot of people out there. Now, also, you talked a lot about the quarantine and how the status has been around for 25,000 years. This is a real confusion, not only for some of us, but for me as well. I am not clear as to what was going down, say, for over 400,000 years ago. I thought that we were actually under some sort of quarantine at that point. I mean, where, at what point were we not under the control of, say, the Draconian or Orion Empire?
Okay, absolute control started 25,000 years ago, one cosmic cycle ago. Before that time, you had a certain dynamic balance between the light and the dark forces. Both of them were present on the surface of the planet. But if you chose light at that point, it was very easy for you just to join the light forces. And if you didn't want to have any interference from the dark forces, you did not have it. So it was technically not a quarantine. Now it is.
Okay. And now what would you say to some of those that mentioned that they feel like they've done this a handful of times before? They feel like
can you be more specific?
Well, they say that they remember being at the stage of trying to free humanity before.
Well, there were attempts, the last one 2,000 years ago, and those attempts failed.
Okay. And so how many of those have gone down within the 25,000-year period?
There were just a few of them, and none of them were successful. But now we are, I would say now we are finally at the point where we are ready to do this.
Okay, that makes more sense. And now, is there anything at all, and I know you've heard this before, we're just going to reiterate it today, is there anything at all that can stop this at this point?
No.
Okay.
No.
Everybody
of course, there can be delays, as you have all experienced. It was originally planned for this to happen around year 2000. Then it was planned to happen 2012. And now it's 2014 and it still didn't happen. So there is a possibility of delays, but nothing can stop this. There is no force in this universe that can stop this.
Now, you also talked about the Stargate, the time window being open from 1975 to 2025. And you said the transformation needs to be complete. Can you clarify what you mean by transformation? Is that the event itself, or is that the full unfolding of cleaning up the planet and healing humanity, etc.?
The whole transformation, including the event and the purification and healing of humanity, needs to happen before the end of 2025.
Wow. So we've got 11 years. Oh, my God. Okay. Now, you also mentioned that when critical mass is achieved with the mass meditations, that we would finally reach the point of the event. Are you feeling more successful with the critical mass statistics that you're seeing right now with the meditations?
Okay, I would say that each time we reach a critical mass in any activation, we make a big quantum leap and we make a big step forward.
Awesome.
Even if we don't reach the critical mass, the event will still happen. It will just take a little bit longer. So we can actually shorten the time towards the event by participating in portals and activations. And especially if more people will do the beauty liberation meditation, that would be great.
Okay.
Because there is not so much not so many people doing that. It's we are nowhere near the critical mass.
Okay. So you guys all heard that. Meditations are religiously set, and it's up on Cobra's site. Now, Cobra, you also talked about that advisors and teachers, instructors would be not active, but actually in the background, assisting people that were part of the light force, right?
Can you clarify this?
Well, you mentioned in one of, and when I was reading one of your transcripts, it said the light forces will not be in the forefront. They will be advisors, teachers, and instructors, and they will not have an active role at first. My question to you is it possible that those of us in the ground crew are part of these light force factions, or are we definitely part of the light force factions without realizing it? I get that question.
Okay, I was speaking about the resistance movement. After the event, the resistance movement will not make public appearances. They will not go on TV and start presenting things. They will contact some key individuals, present them with documents, evidence, and information. And then those people will go on TV and start explaining things.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I'm open.
Yes, most likely you will be contacted.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, you also talked about, this was really interesting, you talked about there was a flash of energy that started a purification process on May 25th of 1975. And you said that it brought the surface awareness of the cabal forward, right?
Yes.
And so what I wanted to know was, what do you ultimately attribute to realization, surface awareness in the year 2013? What would you say is the number one biggest thing as far as the increase of awareness on the planet?
There are actually two critical moments. The first one is the Snowden's revelations, which actually increased the awareness of the mass of humanity. There is something on this planet that's not right, besides the financial system.
Right.
They are becoming aware of this mass surveillance, and this is a very good thing.
Excellent.
And the second thing that happened was the removal of Muslim Brotherhood from Egypt. And that was actually a rehearsal for the event.
Yeah, that was huge. I remember that. That was outstanding. Now, do you feel that this whole thing that's going on with Syria and Iran, I mean, there's been so many changes in the Middle East, and it's been stated many times, as well as by you, that the war has been thwarted on a number of occasions by the light factions. And so my question to you is it true there are rumors coming out that are boys and girls out on the battlefield that are shooting guns that they are not operating now, that they actually go back to the base and they function, but when they go out into the battlefield, these guns are not operating correctly? Is there any legitimacy to that?
Yes, there are instances that this is happening.
Okay. So it's not all across the board, but it is happening in pockets.
Yes.
And this is to bring awareness to the military.
This is to bring awareness and also to stop this insane killing as much as possible.
Yeah, that's a given. I agree. Now, you also talk to me all the time. We talk about the nuclear explosions and how the light forces have basically nullified that. And I've been getting a lot of people saying, well, then why did this nuclear bomb go off on the east coast of the United States? Can you please clarify that?
I was not referring to nuclear tests or diverted nuclear explosions. I was saying that there will be no human casualties, direct casualties from nuclear explosions.
Okay.
Of course, there are still military tests of nuclear devices taking place all over the planet. Not many of them, but they are still happening.
Okay. Okay, because that really clarifies. There's a lot of people going, but we thought this was done. We thought this was shut down. And apparently, there was something that came out of Russia regarding the Japan nuclear disaster again, which
there are some threats, but these are empty threats. Those things will not happen.
Okay, I was just going to ask you because people are really writing in about that. Is there anything else you can tell us at this point, as far as the incredibly major fear porn that's going on out there, the elevated amount of radiation, which, by the way, is supposedly being proven through some scientific software programs out there. So if you can maybe shed some light on that, that would really help us out.
Okay, I checked some websites and I discovered that this data is coming from 2011.
Wow!
So there is a lot of, I would say, fabrication of data, and from very reliable sources, I can tell you there is zero increased radiation in California and zero increased radiation in Japan, except from very close to Fukushima.
Wow, thank you for that. Cobra, thank you for that. I mean, we all needed to hear that. So that's awesome that you dug into that one. Now, I also wanted to just get some clarification from you. People are saying that some of the things that you're saying are in direct conflict or contradiction with Fulford. And he's kind of presenting the Vatican like, wow, they're really turning things around. You know, they're becoming much more conscientious about the humans. And you're basically saying, no, a little bit too soon here. This is a Jesuit tactic that they just want to play nice guy and get everybody on board so that they can bring in a false ET invasion type thing or something like that. And I wanted to know what you thought. What is really truly going on at this point with the Vatican and the new Pope?
Well, I told this already. He's a Jesuit Pope promoting the Jesuit agenda. I'm not saying there are not good people in the Vatican, but what is mainly happening right now is the Jesuits trying to, as I explained many times, hijack the financial system and promote their agenda and survive the event. And they are master manipulators, and apparently Fulford believes them to a certain degree.
Okay.
I would say that he has very good intel sources, some of them, but he is not always the best in discerning which intel is correct and which is not.
Yeah, this is the key, isn't it, today, is discernment.
Yes.
With all the information
he
you get.
He has some very good sources.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Now, Cobra, please explain this to me. This was just mind-blowing. Okay, there is a town called Beebe, Arkansas, and it just says wildlife officials estimate that over 18 million blackbirds fell to their death over a 1 mile area at midnight at the strike of New Year's Eve, going into New Year's Day. And apparently this has happened like 4 years in a row at the exact same location. What is your suspicion as far as what does that involve? What is that about?
Well, I would need to check the story before I give you any answer.
Okay, and
So if you send me a credible link to the story, I can check it, and the next interview I can give
I will do
you
that.
an evaluation of this.
Okay, I will do that. And just so everybody knows, some people have written in and asked, do you send Cobra these questions in advance? No way. There's no way, shape, or form. Cobra, tell them as well. I'd never provide anything ahead of time to Cobra. So, okay. Now, Cobra, there is some interesting information coming through. There was a guy that started looking into data about time on Earth. And I'm not sure if this came across your desk yet, but he is saying that all planetary orbital data is off by 13.5 days. And he is showing it scientifically through the software that he's been compiling. And he basically took NASA's own data, noticed that it didn't jive, that it wasn't, working out the way that they were, basically suggesting that it did. And it started out where it was 5 days off. Well, as the months went on, he realized that in over a 6 month period, it moved from 5.5 days off to 13.5 days off, and was suggesting to him that the global consciousness and planetary frequency are truly speeding up and that the vibration is becoming faster. What do you think about that?
Well, I would say this is just a speculation, because if this would really happen, people would notice it. And there are simple ways to notice it. For example, the phase of the moon, if there would really be such a time difference, people will start noticing it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, there also were a couple of little morsels in Fulford stuff that I really wanted you to give us some feedback on, as did other people. And he mentioned that the debt forgiveness that was essential for all countries to begin the reconstruction period, it is inevitable. He said that the cabal has agreed. Do you agree with this?
I would say that there were some negotiations, and certain factions of the cabal theoretically agreed to that forgiveness.
Wow.
And I would say this was just a negotiation tactic. And as you can see, the debt forgiveness did not happen yet.
Okay. Now, I mean, so basically you're just not trusting it, right? It's just
No, it's
okay.
just a negotiation tactic, so I would not trust that until I see it happening.
Okay.
From information I have, debt forgiveness will happen at the event as a part of the financial reset triggered and enforced by the resistance movement and the life forces on the surface of the planet, when the Eastern Alliance will force Fed to be bankrupt because they would like to cash out the bonds, the historic gold bonds, and the Fed will be forced to go bankrupt because of the astronomical sums that are written on those bonds.
Yeah, there's been a lot of activity.
This is not cabal saying, yes, of course, we will give you the money. It's the other way around.
Okay, 'cause that was a little bit of a, like, wow, is something really been shaken in the cabal? Now, he also mentioned something about intergalactic commerce being the next step, and I was wondering how would that play out? How do we see intergalactic commerce playing out at after the event goes down?
This will happen mostly after the first contact, because first this planet needs to become a full member of the Galactic Confederation. And of course, there will be cultural exchange, and value exchange as well, as it is in everywhere in the galaxy. It will be a natural process.
Okay. And you also you probably read this part. He was talking about the New Republic. If you recall the last article he put out, and he said it was assigned into existence, and true, the big boys, when they got the dinar done, had to sign not only a gag order, but they had to swear allegiance to the new Republic of the United States of America. And he said most of the people that were the unsung heroes were the U.S. Armed Forces and agencies. Do you agree with that?
I would not agree completely, because there are some sources which are giving a little bit of disinformation about the whole process.
He also mentions the new currency being metal backed, can you clarify, is that one and the same with gold-backed?
It is not just gold, it is precious metals, which include silver, platinum, palladium, together with gold.
Okay, just want to make sure we get that clarified. And then he also is suggesting that the reset will occur in February sometime, and he mentions even it will happen right after January 1st. My question to you is, and that was the first thing you said, was, yeah, January 1st, we all felt this. What happened on January 1st that you felt was so positive?
I would say there was a certain operation of the life, I would say certain phase of a certain operation of the life forces was complete.
Awesome! Yay!
And this operation has three phases, and the second phase was complete today, and the third phase will be complete in about 2 weeks.
That's fantastic, Cover. Can you tell us, was it financially related? Was it, you know, politically related, military related? Can you tell us
I
that?
I cannot comment more. I would just say that people can feel certain shifts happening as a consequence of this.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Now, he is also stating that the Cabal has struck a deal. And I'm not sure if this is part of what you talked about before, but he says this deal is to allow the RV, the global reset, and all changes to move forward now, including the FNP and the prosperity packages. Yes, they're all coming out, and for the next 2 months, everything is to be allowed to move forward. What do you think about that statement?
You see, the way the whole idea is presented is not based on reality. Reevaluation is not the key element here. The reset is. And
that makes sense.
The way things are presented is simply not based on reality. I would just say that.
Okay. And I mean, is there so much emphasis on the RV and the DINAR? Is that truly a CIA operation?
Yes.
Wow. Even now when they're...
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's too bad. Now...
It's a distraction tactics. People put so much energy into that.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, I've been there too, where it just really slows your life down because you're waiting for a package to arrive. You're waiting for money to arrive. You think that's going to be the be-all and
all. I would just put it this way. There will be no packages before the event.
Yeah.
So people waiting for them, counting on them, it's not a wise idea.
And I can second that, because during the late 90s, when the whole prosperity programs were going on with Kadosky and Clyde Hood, we saw countless people losing their homes, losing their health, losing their cars, their jobs, everything, because they got so obsessed with waiting for their package to arrive, Cobra. I mean, seriously.
Yes, I'm aware of this.
Yeah, it was really bad.
The Cabal was blocking all prosperity programs that were not Cabal-based, and they're still doing that, and they will be doing this until the last moment they keep control of the financial system, until the reset the computer program that runs the financial system.
Interesting.
I'm not expecting any financial release to the masses before the event, except if something exceptional happens, which is possible, but not really likely. I will not count on that.
And you've been really consistent about that. I mean, that basically the financial shift is not going to occur until after the event.
At the event.
It's
part of the event operations.
Okay.
Vital part of the event itself.
Now, you have mentioned that there are a couple of different Chinese royal families that are involved in this, and some are the elite and some are not so much of the elite. And Fulford had brought up that they're buying dinars from Americans as part of the RV and a way in which to stimulate our economy. Do you agree with that?
I would rather be saying that the Chinese are buying gold as much as possible because they know what is coming.
And that's it. I mean, it's nothing more to it than that.
I think this is it. It's enough.
Okay. Now, a lot of people have talked about the United States. And as you know, in 1871, they had the act of the United States becoming a corporation. And a lot of people are always referring to, oh, we've got to get back to the Constitution. And what I would like to ask you is, we've talked a lot about bringing in a new political system that was for the people, by the people, with the people. And do you or do you not agree that don't we need to basically go back to more of the Declaration of Independence, more of like the Republic rather than the Constitution?
Those things are related. And as I said, it's a gradual process. People need to go through all the phases.
Because, the Constitution basically got hacked because basically they can have a board meeting and say, well, you know, if we vote this down, it's not going to happen, which is another question I had for you. There's a lot of hype right now, as you know, about the Federal Reserve supposedly having their charter ended. The Federal Reserve Act was passed during a Christmas break and that kind of thing. Is it or is it not true that on the 23rd of December, the Federal Reserve became abolished?
Not in practice. Even if the charter has expired, it can be easily renewed, and this is exactly what happened.
And I want people to be aware of that, because it's still under that constitutional law, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a corporate agreement. This is why it's exactly. It's not for our good and our best interest, folks. So now, he also mentioned that people are resigning from their offices and undoubtedly will be prosecuted for, you know, maneuvering and finagling some of the $32 an hour dinar purchasing. Did you hear about this? Supposedly there's arrests and prosecutions going down for this.
Yes, it's true.
It is true. Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, is this something that's going to make itself known in the news, or is this going to be?
Well, it was in the news.
Well, I mean,
in the media. Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm talking more about, you know, the people that supposedly are getting that are getting prosecuted and they're resigning from their positions. Is that going to be obvious to all of us?
You see, now there are some arrests taking place over mid-level management.
Okay. Okay.
So this is not the big fish yet.
Okay. Yeah, and he also said that this was a big sting operation. Are you in agreement with that as well?
You're referring to?
He's referring to the according to him, he's saying that they were basically set up. He says many congressional seat holders, bigwigs, were originally allowed to convert their IQD holdings to safekeeping receipts, and they were originally done at a various rate of expected exchange, which was in most cases substantially below the rumored $32 a rate. The same people were recently given the opportunity to convert them from SKRs to guaranteed fund rate receipts. And at the same time, they were generally provided approximately 10% of the GFR value in cash equivalents with the express promise that this said cash would not be utilized to purchase more IQDs. We are currently advised that many of them violated, and they're saying thousands violated this, and that this is supposedly how they got these guys to not only resign but be prosecuted.
Okay, I will put it this way. When the whole story about these Iraqi NAR comes out, I mean the whole story, which is
massive,
not close to that, this will be an absolute shock to many people.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I would suggest everybody to stay out of this, because it's not the way to do things.
Okay. Okay, so let me see. Do you agree that our off-world brothers and sisters have diverted many incoming asteroids and comets to prevent damage to the world?
Yes, I agree.
Oh, good. Okay. And also, do you agree that the federal government has, quote, run out of funds to provide U.S. military pensioners? Like, they're not receiving their pensions anymore as of the 28th.
You see, the money has been pipelined into the cabals, ever-increasing need to have more money to survive and to keep the matrix running.
Okay. So, I mean, is this truly a case, or are they being able to, you know, get their pension back? Or is this just propaganda to put everybody in fear and panic?
There is a possibility that situation will be back to normal, but there is an increased tension, an increased present pressure upon this the whole financial system. So this is just one of the side effects of that pressure.
Okay. I really hope it does work for our veterans, that's for sure. Now, there also, Pope Francis came out the other day, and he is now stating that they will begin ordaining women as cardinals, bishops, and priests. Can you comment on that? Do you, A, believe that's true, and B, is this just another tactic to provide a kind of a feel-good response from the public about the Vatican?
The Vatican was considering this as a possibility for quite some time, and we'll see what happens, but this does not change at all their basic strategy, the strategy of the Jesuits, I have explained so many times.
Okay. And, Cobra, are you familiar with Jamal al-Jamal, the Palestinian foreign minister?
Not really.
Okay. He supposedly, he was trying to open up a safe in his home in a Czech, this was in just this last month, and he was blown up with a safe. And because he was an ambassador, I was wondering if you haven't heard of him, then you probably don't know much about what's going on with it. But I was curious if you had heard anything. Okay, now this is really interesting. There is some information floating around out there that plutonium was actually launched to hit Saturn. Do you agree with this?
I would say that was a part of the secret space program. There were some experiments made, also some projectiles directed toward Jupiter, and those things are not allowed anymore.
Good. Now, why Saturn? Is this because this is the planet of, responsibilities and tasks and lessons, and that it affects us on an emotional level? I mean, why would the cabal do that?
They did these experiments with all the major planets in the solar system at a certain point, not just with Saturn.
So we were basically just being in a petri dish to see how we reacted to that, do you think?
It was not humanity one of the targets here. They wanted to have a better understanding of how matter behaves under extreme circumstances.
Okay. And do you agree that this is another thing that's floating around? I thought it was pretty interesting. Do you agree that there's the reptilians, the greys, and the Zeta Reticuli? Are the Zeta Reticuli still a problem? Are they still considered part of the darker factions?
They are not a problem anymore. They have crossed over into the light. They have been instructed by the Galactic Confederation, and they're actually actively assisting in the liberation of the planet.
Interesting. Okay. Because they're saying that a lot of these other alien races that have been subservient to the reptilians, that they're kind of playing their game so that they're willing to provide information and work with the light factions in order to get the reptilians to be brought down, just in order for themselves to be brought up to a higher level of hierarchy. Would you agree with that?
No, there is no. This is not a hierarchical thing. It's just a matter of conscious cooperation in the universe. And after the Zeta Reticulans received much-needed emotional healing, they began actually actively cooperating with the Galactic Confederation, and they want to help humanity as well.
That's great news. Now, you also talked many, many times. You've said that they are not allowing the abduction of humans. Is that correct?
This is not happening anymore.
So why are people still feeling and experiencing the abductions?
There were some isolated cases up to I would say February last year, when there were still some remnants of that technology present in a certain way, but I didn't hear of any cases happening after February of last year.
Okay. February of 2013.
2013, yes. Yes, not
Okay.
2012. 2013, yes.
Now, I want to read this to you. I thought this was just fascinating and see what your opinion is on this. It says, from a higher being involved itself in material things as a kind of falling from higher evolution, and that in this respect, Darwin's theory of human evolution and the concept of man evolving from monkeys was in reverse of the actualities. That mankind, in fact, lifted monkeys into higher beings, that the evolution came from above as the higher forces entered into matter, played with matter, and evolved the matter to become part of the makeup of the higher beings. It was not that the material creation evolved to create higher consciousness, but the other way around, that the higher consciousness entered into material energy to give that form and life. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree with most of this.
That's really profound. I thought that was very interesting. So, it's also said that only 1% of Snowden's documents have been released. Why is that, Cobra?
There are many reasons. One of the reasons is the amount of data. It is a huge amount of data that needs to be manually processed, and most of that data is not interesting. The second reason is that certain parts of that material are so sensitive that they haven't been released yet. But there will be more coming, don't worry.
Okay. I just loved what you said. Okay, now there is a warning coming out from Russia. They're warning families in the United States about an imminent asteroid impact in the Atlantic Ocean. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is that true?
No.
Okay.
There was an asteroid which actually crashed in the Atlantic Ocean on the New Year's Day. It was a very small object, and nobody has seen it, and it was absolutely not dangerous.
And do we have any concerns about the fallout from ice on?
Absolutely zero. That comet has absolutely and completely disintegrated into nothingness. It
Okay.
does not exist anymore.
So there will be no fallout from it
No.
on a physical. Okay, cool. Okay. And then what do you think about this this Guanarito virus? It was suspiciously stolen from Galveston National Laboratories, and then now there's all this hype in the mainstream media about people having very mysterious illnesses and dying. I was wondering what you thought about that.
This is happening all the time in the last few decades. Viruses get stolen. There is a lot of genetic experimentation on viruses taking place. New illnesses being created. It's a story which goes on and on. And I would just say that nothing really dangerous will come out of it. It will be prevented.
Okay. And I wanted to also talk about the chemtrails have been amazingly less as of late. Like we've gone, 4 or 5 days without a lot of chemtrailing. And I had a thought the other day, and I wanted to know what you thought. There's a part of Southern California where you drive up to a basin and it's incredibly smoggy. Cobra, it's almost like a horseshoe of mountains. And so the smog comes in from the ocean and it gets trapped there. And it's pretty much all year round. And I had to drive up there and it was the first time that I saw it and I was blown away. And I had this realization that the chemtrails, not only are they being cleaned up by the galactics, but they're also cleaning up the skies, period, right? I mean, they're eliminating all the yuck, the smog and the excess metals, etc., that are floating around there. Is that true?
Exactly. This is exactly what's happening.
I just had a huge aha when I saw that. It was like not only are they getting rid of the chemtrails, but they're really cleaning up our air. And I just wanted people to think of the chemtrails in a different way. So now there is some more intel that's come out that came across my desk that people wanted me to run by you. There is supposedly Russian, Chinese, and German troops on U.S. soil, and their plan is to go to D.C. to make arrests. Is this true?
I cannot answer this question.
Okay. And they're also saying that the nuclear arsenals in the Middle East are not working, that they're not functioning at all. Do you agree with that?
I would say that no nuclear arsenal is functioning in other certain conditions.
Okay.
There is a certain way the light forces can block a nuclear weapon to harm human beings.
And also, Cobra, you talked about the gathering of the prior presidents and current president in Africa. And one of the things that was really interesting when I put this whole thing together was to see the amount of activity that had occurred through the year of 2013 in the country of Africa. So is this pretty much, I mean, is this even more of a hot spot than the Middle East? Is this even more of a turning point than the Middle East at this point?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that this is one of the strategically important points for the light forces and also for the cabal.
Okay. And they're also stating that as of midnight, all US dollars became counterfeit. This has been flying all over the place. And they're saying don't panic and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to know what is your feeling about the US dollar? There's been a lot of not panic, but people hearing about how China is buying up all the gold, and now they're no longer using the dollar for any kind of trade. So, where do we stand with our dollars right now? I mean, supposedly they just printed some new $100 bills. I wanted to know if you've heard anything about that.
It is not in interest of the light forces to devaluate the dollar. Actually, at the time of the event, there might be a slight devaluation of the dollar, but nothing drastic.
Okay.
There is a plan of the Illuminati faction. They would like to crash the dollar, but they will not be successful in that.
And I also want to state, wouldn't this have already happened a long time ago if we had not had some intervention from the light?
Without the intervention of light, this planet would not be habitable at this moment.
I
And
agree.
humanity would not be present here.
Correct. And take it a step further, wouldn't the fact that we're even having a roof over our heads and still having an economy that's churning, isn't that because of the intervention of the Galactics?
Yes, this is possible only because of the interventions of many interventions of the light forces.
Okay. I just really wanted people to think about it and restructure the way you're thinking, because we are being so assisted big time. And do you agree, Cobra, that there's too much invested on a lot of these other planets and civilizations, that they have as much invested in this as we do? Is that correct? I mean, do you?
I don't quite understand your question.
Well, I mean, don't you feel that because the universe is based on sound, and they know that we're too immature to have the weapons that we already have, which is nuclear and that kind of thing, and the fact that, we dropped the bomb in World War II, and that affected many, many civilizations and races negatively, isn't this just as important to them to make sure that they're able to help us through this process than it is for us to survive? Because it's
They
their.
would like to help humanity because they love humanity. They would like to have all universe as one big happy family. They have reached that state and they would just like to share it with the rest of us. This is all.
So it's not anything to do with their survival.
No, they have everything. They don't need anything from us.
So if we like just blow this place up, because I have read in several articles, as has anybody else out there, that because of the fact that the core ingredient in all of unit of the universe is sound, and that which we've done here has really negatively impacted other solar systems and galaxies. Is that not the case
Yeah,
then?
no, it's not possible because there is a certain specific, I would say, tectonic membrane around the Earth which prevents any harmful energy, including sound, from propagating beyond that barrier. So
Wow.
humanity, or shall we say, the cabal, cannot infect anything beyond that barrier.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a major heads up for me. So at this point, Cobra, I also wanted to just see if there's anything else you wanted to update us on, for this week. Any updates?
I would simply say that there are many people who would like the event to happen now, and I completely understand this. And I would like to tell them that the resistance movement is aware of the conditions on the surface of this planet. The resistance movement is aware that many people are not in a good condition, that there are many people who need assistance now. But I will also say that they know that triggering the event before it's the optimal moment could cause more damage than solve problems, simply because the cabal will do many crazy things that are not yet prevented in advance.
And you've said that many, many times. It's
Yes, it's true.
just such a fine line as to how aggressive can the light forces be without really wiping out pockets of humanity, right?
It is a very delicate hostage situation, and the liberation forces are want to set the hostages free without killing them.
Yeah, it's such a drag. But we are making progress, and you do feel like we've kicked off this year with a bang, literally.
Yes, it is a big progress being made, especially there are some operations I was mentioning before, and they are very successful and they are very critical to the further advancement of the life forces.
That's fantastic, Cobra. Well, as usual, I thank you for all your information. I tell people all the time, the reason I put so much work into this, because trust me, guys, it takes a lot of time to put, the questions together for Cobra. As you can see, Cobra's a very serious guy. He just wants to get down to business, huh, Cobra?
Yeah, I want to do this plan to be liberated as soon as possible. This is my primary motivation and the primary thing that keeps me running right now.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, I want to thank you and wish everybody a happy new year. Remember that we are making the difference by the way we see and think of our reality. So keep up the positive thoughts and the intentions of knowing that we're creating a beautiful new world. And if anybody has any questions on the implant removals, please go to the top of my daily blog page. There's an ongoing post for any questions or updates. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for listening to galacticconnection.com. Cobra, thank you so much as always, and I wish everybody a wonderful rest of the week. Okay, talk to you guys later. Thanks, Cobra.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And victory of the light.
Victory of the light. Yay! Bye.
Bye.